Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Welcome to another edition of Monstrous Radio, where you can hear the hottest independent music in the world, and a couple remixes play. So, what we do around here is, we do interviews, play the hottest music, and we show got the hottest host.
Yeah.
So, let's go ahead and get into it. So go on, kick back, get you a drink, do what you do,
yeah,
and enjoy the show.
Let's go.
Hey.
Welcome to a Takeover Tuesday. I got a hot show for y'all, and I got all the information coming up right after this.
Yeah.
Hey, yo. Remix to my place.
Remix.
I had to do it. So check it out. This is for the band. Monstrous Radio. Y'all ready?
To another edition of Monstrous Radio Live. You know what it is. It's Takeover Tuesday, the only night of the week where we allow you, the listener, the artist, the author, the actor, I don't care if you're a babysitter. It doesn't matter. Tonight where we let you call in, promote yourself, tell us your next gig, what you got going on, and what it is that you do. You dig? So, all right, you know how we do it around here. All you got to do is call us up, 424-243-9649, and we won't send you a bill. But we got a special show for y'all tonight. We got an interview with the great, that's right, I said it, the great Rob G. He's going to be here, and he's going to tell us about some things he's got going on. This guy right here, I actually met this guy before. He is really a great dude, even though I don't know what happened to my background music. But he's a great dude, a great artist, and he's really doing things. You know what I mean? So I think it's only honorable that we interview him right here on Monstrous Radio. So, all right, you know what it is, Takeover Tuesday. Looks like we got somebody over here already. You dig? Let's go over here and see who we got on the line trying to take over. And don't forget, people, you don't have to talk if you don't want to. You dig? Matter of fact, I got to tell you to push one if you do want to talk. But you don't have to talk. I'm not going to act like we're in Harlem and it's nighttime. Stomp on your pinky toes and you want to hit me with a garbage can. Get egg up. Looks like the other person, they didn't push one yet. So, all right, okay. Well, we're going to keep it moving. Matter of fact, I'm trying to get some of Rob G's new music, but for now, let's get into some of his recent music, or I shouldn't say recent, some music that he submitted to us right here on Monsters Radio. Oh, looks like the person pushed one. So, all right, I'm going to get to you, 651. Looks like that's a Paul Bear. That's from St. Paul, if you're not familiar with the city. But let me get into this Rob G right quick, and then we're going to come back and see what you got going on a Takeover Tuesday. Do you think they're going to be monstrous and take over? Do you think they're going to be like, excuse me, E-Monster, please can I take over your show? You know me, I'm going to hang up on that. All right, let's see what's up with this Rob G track. This right here is called One Hell of Night. He submitted this a while back, but hey, at one point, this is one of the most requested songs on our network. So check him out, y'all. Rob G, One Hell of a Night. Ooh-wee. It's going down. Takeover Tuesday, where the underground artists are above ground making quakes, and the upcomers are all in your face. Boom.
When I look into your eyes, yeah. I can tell that you're surprised.
Yeah.
You're not used to the life,
yeah.
Being right.
And your leg is fitting tight.
Yeah.
She on the phone texting,
yeah.
Telling all her homegirls they missed out on a session tonight.
Yeah.
One hell of a night.
Yeah.
One hell of a night.
Yeah.
One hell of a night.
Uh-huh.
They missed one hell of a night.
Yeah.
One hell of a night.
Yeah.
One hell of a night. They missed one hell of a night.
She's like, damn boy, you do it big, and I ain't met nobody, it's real. How you 24 with no kids, cause I'm focused on my meals. Such a hectic life that you live, different women, how does it feel? With the spotlights and the paparazzi, trying to figure out what it is.
Check back with you. Matter of fact, the other 651, 651, 226, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. All right. So I guess I'll go ahead and roll some more music right quick. Don't forget, if you want to take over, all you got to do is press one. So let me see what else I got. Matter of fact, let's go ahead and stick around here in the Twin Cities. and see what else we can pull up out of here. Matter of fact, here's a dude right here. I need to get another interview with him. He probably got about four or five of them in here. He done took over some Takeover Tuesdays, some Mondays, and Thursdays. You feel me? So, all right, check it out. From the Twin Cities, this is Juice G. This is an exclusive track only we got. Nobody else in the world got this. Yeah, I hope you're ready. Pineapples, pineapples.
Fuck up the summer, fuck up the summer.
Yeah.
I can't fuck up the summer, fuck up the summer.
I swear to God,
the spring,
niggas ain't ready.
The fall and the winter, yeah.
What's that?
The spring,
yeah.
The fall.
Now what was you thinking, bruh?
Yeah.
That I ain't come on a mission.
Damn.
Like I ain't come here to blow speakers out.
What?
Or get reckless with bad intentions. I adapt to all elements.
Elements.
But what you say, this is heaven sent.
Yeah.
Y'all niggas been waiting to see me slip. Plotting a whole bunch of extra shit.
Damn.
Far from the truth is how niggas spit. But now I'm here to set the damn record straight.
Yeah.
2C been a beast in this bitch. Don't need your approval, I'm known to fuck up the place. Damn. Swear to God, I feel like I'm Thor. Any moment I'm bringing the thunder.
I came to fuck up the summer.
Fuck it up.
Fuck up the summer.
Yeah.
I came to fuck up the summer. Fuck up the summer.
I'm not holding
the spring,
back, no.
The fall and the winter, yeah.
Cause y'all niggas thought I was doing something.
The fall.
DB Lobster, check it out. This is his track with Lil Boosie. It's called Did That. You dig? Yeah, we doing big things in the Twin Cities, homie. For real, for real.
Mickey, I did that. Audi A.L. I did that.
Yeah.
Old school cutty sitting on 26 white red candy paint. I did that. V-Live out of Houston. I did that. Kel D's in my yellow. I did that.
Best
man in town. 45 bands, so you know where a nigga about to
spend. Atlanta, I did that. Compound Saturdays, I did that. Quarter 50 bottles at the mansion with my AMG niggas, motherfucker, we did that. Buying out Lennox, I did that. Mega City Mondays, I did that. Me and Big Bro Swan got a handful of ones. Next to Rocco in the club, we did that. Fuck two bitches at one time, I did that. Get here while I drive, I did that. She asked me why I never wanna fuck no more. When I tell her, cause I already did that. A couple cases, I did that. 10 bands on a lawyer, I did that. If your chain gets snapped somewhere in the Midwest, call me, I can probably get your shit back. Hermes belts, I did that. Cuban link chain, I ain't did that. Rather had a moon cut, charm princess cut. Cause too many of these rappers out here doing that. PVS diamonds, I did that. First class flight, not an option. You ain't even gotta ask who started that movement. I did that. You name it, I did. If you want it, I got it. If I got it, you know that it's good. I've been there and done that. Had this shit before rap. I swear to God, that's on my hood. These haters, they hate me. No ifs, ands, or maybes. I'm checking the bag like I should. With no muscles, I flex. I'm thumbing through a check. No matter what I spin, I'm good. Whoa. S550, I did that. Audi AL, I did that. Old school Cuddy sitting on 26 white, red, can he paint? I did that. V's live out of Houston, I did that. KLG's in Miami, I did that. Just made a jug for a 45 band, so you know where a nigga about to spend that. Gucci store, Louis store, Fendi. Giuseppe, Chanel, Ferragamo. My waistline is foreign, my shoes is imported. My bitch look like a foreign model. Supper club in LA, I did that. Driver room Sundays, I did that. Walked up in Johnny's, took him 30,000, like make me get chain, I did that.
Got rich, touchdown, I did that. A-town compound, I did that. I'm boosted badass, I'm a ratchet ass, niggas all a badass, triples, I hit that. Real music, I got that. Stop that. Since I came home, they holla pop back. Everything I drive, I can drop that. Ripping my side, bitch, I'm bout that. In Minnesota, I got the soldiers. I got the streets, how to get it, nigga. Go actually, nigga, they gon' tell you. Ain't nothing fucking with boosted boo. I done did it, acquitted, not guilty. But they say I did that, bitch, you need to mind your business. Come on, nigga, kill rag, yeah. We ball on y'all since Jamaica. I did it, I'm straight from the hood. I made it to C25. Well, I lived a long life. Heartfelt music, I did that. God bless me, that's just kickback. Nigga, run up, he gon' get that. Bow, that's your issue, I did that. Pussy,
550, I did that. Audi AL, I did that. Old school Cuddy sitting on 26 white, red, can he paint? I did that. V's live out of Houston, I did that. KLG's in Miami, I did that. Just made a jug for a 45 band, so you know where a nigga about to spend that. Gucci store, Louis store, Fendi. Giuseppe, Chanel, Ferragamo. My waistline is foreign, my shoes is imported. My bitch look like a foreign model. Supper club in LA, I did that. Driver room Sundays, I did that. Walked up in Johnny's, took him 30,000, like make me get chain, I did that.
My bag. I'm over here getting my little juke on. So, hey, we're going to keep it here in the Twin Cities. I got some R&B coming up for y'all in just a little bit from the one and only Black. Let's see. I might have some Mike D. Cole. But it's Takeover Tuesday. Y'all know what it is. And those of you, I see some new numbers that I ain't never, ever seen before. You dig? So, hey, check it out. This right here is the number you call. For those of you that caught the little short school bus and used to make you wear a visor so you wouldn't lick the window, it's 424-243-9649. Just push the big buttons, player. You'll get through. Get in. So check it out. This right here is OST. It's called Ready. He's coming in from Brooklyn Park. So after this, I might got some little chief on the track. But if you got something you want to hear, are you ready to take over before we get to Rob G? All you got to do is push one. I see y'all over there. Come on, take over. Let's get into it. But coming in from Brooklyn Park, this right here is OST. It's called Ready. Monstrous Radio. Come on now. That's it, we're opening.
I see now. I understand now. Okay.
Minneapolis, St. Paul. Who's showing out tonight? Let's go.
When I feel the sea blow, talk to me and he said one day I'm gon' see. Don't see. Glad I'm the truth, and these niggas all lies. That's the reason why they hate me.
Hate me.
But he said he got me, so these niggas got a problem. And the problem, nigga, that's me.
That's me.
But he said he got me, so these niggas got a problem. And the problem, nigga, that's me.
That's me.
I swear to God, I'm ready.
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 Oh, Lord.
I swear to God, I'm ready.
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 Oh, Lord.
I swear to God, I'm ready.
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 One God, I'm ready.
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 With this mic in my hand and my brain on 10, these niggas better make way.
Make way.
Make way.
Make way.
These niggas wanna play, got my two on deck, so these niggas get it broad day.
Broad day.
Broad day.
Broad day.
I ain't playing with these niggas, I ain't waiting on these niggas, cause these niggas all full gay.
Full gay.
Full gay.
Full gay.
Mama said, baby, go and get it.
Go and get it.
If you really, 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 really want it, if these niggas really want to get it, get it, dot, to the city. If I already had you here, and your mama cry. Trust me, make your mama sing a lullaby. Trust me, motherfucker, I ain't got a lie. What you queen got, sucker, I ain't got to try.
No.
I'm a MC, a nigga, every damn day.
Damn
day. Give it to a ass nigga, every damn way.
Damn way.
If it's drama, we can do it any damn day.
Damn day.
Hey, nigga, we can do it any damn way. With the hands of the banger, we can go there.
Go there.
Cop, sucker, you ain't ready for this warfare.
Warfare.
On the block, yeah, nigga, I'll be right there.
Right
with
there.
My NBA nigga saying we, huh?
Okay.
When I fell asleep, Lord, fuck to me, and he said one day I'm gon' see. Glad I'm the truth, and these niggas all lies. That's the reason why they hate me. But he said he got me, so these niggas got a problem, and the problem, nigga, that's me. But he said he got me, so these niggas got a problem, and the problem, nigga, that's me. I swear to God, I'm ready.
Ready,
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 ready.
Oh, Lord.
I swear to God, I'm ready.
Ready,
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 ready.
Oh, Lord.
I swear to God, I'm ready.
Ready,
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 ready.
Oh God, I'm ready.
Ready,
ready,
ready. Mama, they told me, boy, never say, never say, never say. If I knew,
if I knew,
niggas playing dirty, they would use a bitch on 100 niggas.
Get ass close to you.
So I keep them in my red view. While my hand gripping on that trade deuce. While I'm blowing switch up with a bad little missus that gotta be a 22.
Woo.
Little mama said she back in a 22.
Woo.
She might fuck with you if you gain money too.
Money
she
too.
Might fuck with you if I really wanted to.
Wanted to. If I really, really, really wanted to.
She might set you up to put your body in the hoax.
Woo.
Little mama said she really gotta do dirt. I got a plan to get this money, but it's gon' hurt. Long days, cold nights, couple body jerks. Keep it real, man, I'm down with the bullshit.
Bullshit.
Look, I'm a line, but I'm swimming in a snake pit.
Cause
these niggas all lies and they all fake.
Wrong
move, I put them on checkmate. So with the hands or the banger with the gold in. Cop sucker, you ain't ready for this warfare.
Warfare.
On the block, yeah, nigga, I'll be right there.
Right
there. With my NBA nigga saying,
we here.
When I fell asleep, Lord, fuck to me, and he said, one day I'm gon' see. Glad I'm the truth, and these niggas all lies. That's the reason why they hate me. But he said he got me, so these niggas got a problem, and the problem, nigga, that's me. But he said he got me, so these niggas got a problem, and the problem, nigga, that's me. I swear to God, I'm ready.
Ready,
ready.
Monstrous Radio Live right here. Don't forget, our show is interactive. You can talk to and communicate with us, ask questions, make requests on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Google Plus, and Tumblr. Everything's either DJ E Monster or Monstrous Radio. So I know I said I was going to play a little cheap on the track, but I'm about to switch it up just a little bit with some shy lyrics. And after this, I think we got Rob G on the line. So after this, we're going to start that interview and see what he got going on. He's performing tomorrow night, but I'm going to let him tell all y'all that in just a little bit. But for now, I'm talking about right now, this is Sean Lyric, Monsters Radio. We're spinning the TC artist right now, and that only. You dig? So rock with me.
Get at me, girl. Get at me right now. Right now. Hey, get at me right now. Sean. Lyrics, yeah. I'm so turned up right now. I ain't trying to answer my phone. Cause she's so mad right now. You could do it all that on your own. You know, I'm single and I'm loving it. Music, they be bumping it. Never getting up of it, yeah. So tell me if you're coming with. I'm looking for someone to get in trouble with. So move your man to the side. And don't let him know you're coming out. Cause we gon' be all night. So girl, I hope you're ready right now.
Now all I want is for me and you to go and get low.
Get at me, girl.
And all night long, I've been trying to hear this song.
Get at me, girl.
I love it when you're moving that thing. Girl, you make me wanna right now. Ain't trying to spit no game. All I wanna know is are you down? Right now, right now, right now, right now, right now, right now, right now. You make me wanna right now, right now, right now, right now. Right now, right now, right now, right now, right now, get at me right now.
Yeah, right now,
yeah, right now, right now, right now, get at me right now.
right now.
Yeah,
right now.
Yeah,
right now, right now, right now. Get at me right now.
Bad girl, she an actress. Down for anything, I was asking. You know what's good when you leave a girl bragging. But now her friends looking, she ain't gonna have this. I love it when the girls say they mix. In my last one, she was part Asian. She told me that she don't like rappers. I said, girl, you better stop playing. Yeah, but that was 2 shots ago. I'm on the road. Anything you want, girl, I guarantee I got in store. I respect women. I ain't trying to get them all to go. But really, they be acting up and anything is possible. We dancing, don't stop. We drinking, say up. I'm thinking, off top. Are we leaving or no? Now all I want
all
is
for
me, you to go and get lost.
All right.
And
all night long,
I've been trying to hear this song.
All right.
I love it when you're moving that thing. Girl, you make me wanna right now.
Right now.
Ain't trying to spit no game.
No game.
All I wanna know is are you down?
Right now, right now, right now, right now, right now, right now, right now. You make me wanna right now.
Right now, right now, right now, right now, right now, right now. So get at me right now.
Right now,
right now. Right now,
right now, right now.
Get at me right now.
Right now.
Right now, right now, right now. Get at me right
now.
All it's for me, you to go and get lost.
Get at me, girl.
And all night long, I've been trying to hear this song.
Get at me, girl.
I love it when you're moving that thing. Girl, you made me want it right now.
Right now.
Ain't trying to spit no game.
No game.
All I want to know is are you down?
Down?
Right now, right now, right now, right now, right now, right now, right now. You made me want it right now, right now, right now, right now, right now, right now, right now. So get at me right now.
Yeah.
Right now.
Yeah.
Right now.
Yeah.
Right now.
Yeah.
Right now. Right now. Get at me right now.
Yeah.
Right now.
Yeah.
Right now. Right now. Right now. Get at me right now.
Right now. Right now. Yeah.
That's Sean Lyric from the TC. I'm telling y'all, if you ever get a chance to come to Minneapolis, Minnesota, whether it be St. Paul or any of the surrounding cities, and they have events, I'm telling y'all, it's lit. It's a great place to come to. It's a great, beautiful city. But you know what I mean? So make sure you put the Twin Cities on your tour list if you're out there. So, all right, let's go ahead and check over here and see if we can find Rob G. Let me get my background music. That's a good player. That's some good background music. Let's see if we can find some over here. There we go. Let's turn it down a little bit. Let's go over and see if we can find Rob G. Let's see. 651-226. Who we got on the line? Hello.
It's Rissa.
This is Rob. Oh, Rissa.
Rissa. I'm just on the line for the whole hour trying to support you. His interview as well. He's performing tomorrow. I know he's got some projects coming up he's about to talk to, but I just wanted to check in. I'm going to let you get with him, and if there's time, then I'll talk with you some more and finish the takeover.
Okay, there we go. That's what's up. That's what's up. All right, let me check in with this other one really quick. Yeah, it's 651-255. Who we got on the line? Hello.
What's going on? It's Rob G. the Beast.
There he goes. The Beast is in the building. What's up, man?
Man, what's going on, Iman? A long time no talk, man. How you been doing?
I've been doing pretty good, you dig? You know how we do it around here. We just keep it monstrous. You know, I try to keep up on as much as I can on you and what you got going on. But, man, you've been busy since the last time I talked to you.
Man, I've been trying to work, man. Stay busy and stay active. Working on a new project. Well, it's done. Getting ready to press up and get it out here for y'all. It's called The First Project, The First Avenue Project. It's an LP, so 8 tracks. Dope, totally dope, man. I can't wait for y'all to hear it.
Right. Okay. So before we get into all the things you got going on with your music and the event you're performing at coming up, just for the people who don't know you, you dig? You know, I ask the universal question is always in the beginning, you know what I mean, to help the people get to know you better, because I think fans can connect with people when they get to know them. So, hey, tell the people,
right.
Who is Rob G outside of music? You dig? Is he a brother? Is he a cashier? Is he a player, a pimp, a pastor? Who is Rob G outside of music?
Man,
hello.
Outside of music, I'm a father, man. I'm a worker right now, so I become my own boss, man. I'm actually at work right now doing my interview. Crazy, but Yeah, man, just an all-around good guy. I like to kick it, have fun, take care of my daughter most importantly.
Mm-hmm. Okay, okay. So, all right, so let's get into your musical career. Now, when I first met you, you know what I mean, you was with a group. I'll let you put it out there what the group name was. But tell us, what was your career at in the beginning, and how did you end up in the group?
Man, it all started at Studio 4. We were there was a group called Krunk Boys, and I had just started there, and they had been going there before me. And kind of got in there, got in the studio, started working. I was doing my own thing, really wasn't doing too much with anybody else. Then they asked me to get on a song with them one day, and I did. And after that, we kept doing music, and finally, collectively, we came together and I joined the group. Then probably a few years down the line, the group kind of faded and everybody did their own thing. I got with 21st Street Entertainment, which is the label. And since then, we've just been doing our thing. As of now, I've been doing a lot of solo work, just kind of trying to focus on myself because I've been doing, other than rap and R&B, I also produce and engineer for those that don't know. So just kind of taking time to do my own solo thing right now, you feel me?
Mm-hmm. Okay, okay. Well, part of one of the things we do here with the interviews, you know, part of Monsters Radio's mission is, you know, to help artists, other artists that are upcoming, learn from the people who are becoming successful. And I see you as a successful artist. So I just want to touch back on the group thing. So why do you think the group kind of fizzled and went its own way?
I think it was more or less, a lot of the stuff was going on when we were in high school, like I said, at Studio 4. And after graduation, everybody kind of grew up and did their own thing.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Some of the guys stopped doing music. I continued on with my music. Like, after I graduated, I went and interned at Studio 4, so I was up there working for about a year and a half, interning, just kind of brushing up on my techniques and skills behind the scenes and stuff as far as production and engineering. So I kind of took my music a little further, and they kind of don't really take it serious. I don't want to say not serious. They just don't do it as much. And I just kept pushing.
Right. Right. Okay. Okay. So now, are you guys, like, still cool today? And, like, have you ever thought about, like, today bringing one of the guys back on the track with you?
Definitely. My newest video, my latest video I'm a feature on is with one of the guys that were in the group. His name is Alpo Money. Shout out to him. It was his birthday yesterday. It's like my brother, man. But we just actually did a feature, me, him, and I don't know if everybody's familiar with Slugamo. He's another dope artist out of Mississippi that's been up here in the Twin Cities doing his thing. He's real dope. Shout out to Slugga. We got a new track called 24 Hours, so y'all can go check that on YouTube. Shot by Gunzo Music. It's called 24 Hours. So other than that, the other few guys that I was in the group with, they really haven't been doing too much with their music. So, but yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, all right, so tell us about, you know, the new music that you got, and how does it, is it like basically an evolution of your old music? Is it, a little different? Tell us about that.
I want to say it's a crossover. I'm kind of going different. Like I said, it's a really dope project. I really went different with it, like way out of bounds. Like I got some pop tracks. I got a real dope pop track that's going to be one of the singles off the album. It's called You're a Star, produced and engineered by me also. It's just real different feel.
Okay. So tell us about this event that you're going to be in tomorrow night. And how did it come about with you getting involved in it? Because it's a great awareness event.
Definitely. Carissa, putting it together, one of the few putting it together, she actually hit me up about a month ago and asked me if I'd be a part of it. Shout out Carissa. And just it's a great cause, period. One of my brothers, personally, my younger brother, I'm a oldest of eight kids on my mom's side, but my brother under me actually has AIDS, HIV. So I thought it'd be pretty dope and go out and do something for a good cause, especially by my brother being, you know what I'm saying, being infected with the disease. Just feel like I can kind of give back by doing that, bringing some merch and bringing some people out to come see me and support the event and get some money raised for this stuff, because it's pretty serious as far as a lot of black people in our urban community and stuff, and my age group is pretty high. You know what I'm saying? AIDS and HIV is pretty high percents right now, so.
Right, right. Yeah, because let's just keep it 100, and it's not just the Twin Cities. I mean, it's all over the world. You know what I mean? Where the virus is affecting everybody. And let's keep it 100. It's almost like the thing about rape, you know what I mean? Until it really was thrown in our face over the past year and a half, people was kind of scared to talk about it. You know what I mean? To kind of try to, you know what I mean? But it's something that has to be addressed. It really does.
Right. It definitely is, because it's definitely an issue in our community. And a lot of people kind of don't take seats to it. It's a lot of people that's actually infected with the virus. So I think a lot more people should get involved with what's going on with the AIDS, HIV, and all that kind of stuff. Me personally, again, like I said, my brother's an HIV patient. And just hearing him tell me stuff and the pain and stuff, it just kind of breaks you down and it just makes you like, man, it could be you. Or it could be someone else, or it could be your brother, like it is my brother, so.
Right. Yeah. And I can hear it in your voice when you go through your brother part. You dig?
Yeah.
You know, because some people, you know, they might feel some kind of funny way or some other type of way. So, you know, I must salute you, bro. You know what I mean? Standing up and being out on Front Street and saying, hey, look, this is something we need to address as a community, as people, period. You know what I mean?
Definitely.
Yeah, I got a monster salute you for that. Okay.
Appreciate it.
So what can people expect from your performance tomorrow night? I mean, what can they expect? I mean, you got some MC Hammer dancers coming out and MC Hammer pants. what can they expect from your performance from 5G tomorrow night?
Anyone that's seen me perform, man, I'm just overall great performer. I put on a show. A lot of people performing nowadays, they just get up there and hold the mic, stand in one place. You know what I'm saying? When I was coming up and taking artist performance classes, it was like, entertain. That's what you're there for. That's what you're, if you're trying to make this a career, that's what you're going to be getting paid for. So you want everybody's eyes in the club on you at all time when you're performing. So you never know. I might come out the sky like Sting on a rope. Nah, for real, though. It's just going to be a real dope performance. I got some pretty dope songs I'm going to be performing off the new album. So I just got a real good special show for y'all tomorrow.
Okay, that's what's up. So you had performance classes. So, all right, so you really, really, really went deep into getting into the game. You know, most people, they don't even go that far.
I took it serious. It's just something like, I've always loved music, and when I first started doing music, I was like 14, 15. I wasn't taking it serious like I do now, but, man, just music is life. It does something different to me. It takes me out of the negative zone. When I am going through negative stuff, I can go to the studio or go to perform, and it just relieves stress.
Right. Okay. All right, well, check it out. I do have one of your songs. I played it earlier tonight. I don't give no damn. This right here, Bump. Back in the day when you sent it to us, it was one of the most successful songs on our network. I'm going to throw this in here as just a little quick break, and we come back and ask you some more questions. I could give you a shout-out sometimes, all right?
Yep.
Okay, all right. You got some background things going on. Like you said, that's a busy man right there. He at work. Still calling in, handling this business, multitasking or method tasking, as I call it. But check it out, this is Rob G. It's called One Hell of a Night. Y'all heard it once tonight, and y'all gonna hear it again. This bumps for me. I'm just saying. Rock with us. Monsters Radio Live.
And I make shit look so. When I look into your eyes, I can tell that you're surprised. You're not used to the life being right. And your leg is fitting tight. She on the phone texting, telling all her homegirls they miss out on a session tonight. One hell of a night.
She said, damn, boy, you do it big, and I ain't met nobody, it's real. How you 24 with no kids? Come focus on my meals. Such a hectic life that you live. Different women, how does it feel? With the spotlights and the paparazzi trying to figure out what it is.
Your leg is fitting tight. She on the phone texting, telling all her homegirls they miss out on a session tonight. One hell of a night.
When I look into your eyes, I can tell that you're surprised. And you're not used to the lights being bright.
And your leg is fitting tight. She on the phone texting, telling all her homegirls they miss out on a session tonight. One hell of a night.
Let me get to all the addresses and information coming up in just a little bit from Rissa. You dig? She's putting the event together. Looks like Rob Z has dropped off of our line. Maybe his job is calling him or whatnot. So good thing we got what we could get out of him. But I'm going to play a track by him and Shawty Boo. Then when we come back, we're going to open up with the person who put together the event. She goes by the name of Rissa. And this right here is the track. It's called Dedicated to the Game. Shawty Boo and Rob Z. Monsters Radio, where the underground artists are above ground, making tapes, and the upcomers are all up in your face.
I want to dedicate myself, right, to the true meanings of life. I'm just asking God, what's my purpose? Hey, look, this dedicated to my shorties, right? You niggas better quit that bullshit. Look. Nowadays the beef ain't even the same no more. Facebook nowadays they talk like hoes. Skinny jeans, where the fuck man they do that at? I'm just new to the game, I mean new to the pack. See these little niggas rapping about they dance they do. But ain't no riff in the game, it's like young Shotty Boo. I try to mix it like Kool-Aid and get a flavor back. But when you're stuck in the game, you can't savor that. I look at life and see what it is. The difference between a grown man and a young kid. I see my son get took, shook by BG. Thinking the game that I got, he should have learned it from me. Still stumbling in the storms while I fall back. And ask myself in the past why I so cracked. And killed the next man standing, that's something I had to do. Let's get the money nowadays, it's what you gotta
do. I'm traveling down this lonely road, trying to find my way back home. Tell my folks that's dead and gone, I'ma remain the same, no, it won't change. Try my best to keep it real, spoke exactly how I feel. Stay the same, never change, this is my dedication to the game.
I'm traumatized how many died I went to school with. I'm thinking they death is really was some bullshit. Wasn't no big money, these niggas died over nothing. And pulling pistols like Randy did and never bluffing. Try to wake up in the cold sweat and still dream. Watching the team run in and it's a steel scheme. I pray to God, but he don't answer me back that quick. That leave me leading, putting my feet off in some bullshit. Now Shotty tell him,
shotty tell them what. Our niggas kind of fell off and then they came up and switched their name, switched their game. Now it's the hot one, the popularest gang. Now everybody shotgun. I'm like, where the fuck they do that at? The ties nigga get put on, now he's pushing back. Who put him on? He signed him up to the street life. The game I spit is more sharper than a butcher knife. The game that I still spit, they got me stuck off in some meal shit. Jug shotty, don't stop now, you gotta preach. Let these niggas stain the game like a bottle of bleach. I'm still focused on the street life. I gotta pass out, cause ain't no appetite. I'm hungry as hell, my money's low to the flow, and can't get no help. I got some on my own.
Down this lonely road, trying to find my way back home. Tell my folks that's dead and gone, I'ma remain the same, no, won't change. Try my best to keep it real, spoke exactly how I feel. Stay the same, never change. This is my dedication to the game. I'm traveling down this lonely road, trying to find my way back home.
Yeah, take over Tuesday. That's Shawty Boo and Rob G. That's called Dedication to the Game. So, all right, it's Takeover Tuesday, and, you know, we just did an interview with Rob G. Hopefully I can get some his information for y'all. I don't have a Twitter or whatnot, but just Google Rob G. You dig? Dedication to the Game, or let's see, One Hell of a Night. Let's see, what's the name of his new track that he's got out? Let's see, Back to You. Make sure you Google all those and try to find his music. So, all right, hopefully he'll get back to us in just a minute, but let's go over here and check in with Rissa. She's the one putting on this event. So what's up, Rissa? Tell us about this event. You got a lot of big things going on. So what made you put it together?
Man, it's been a battle for a while. You know, like I said before, there's some personal issues behind it. I'll talk more about that tomorrow at the event. But I was back and forth, and you know, I've always been kind of a behind-the-scenes chick. You know, dealing with different groups and people for events. And, you know, you might see me running around doing this, that, the other, whatever, but actually, like, putting together and the whole nine, like, it's been crazy, but it's the cause, you know. And nobody, like you had said when you was talking to Rob G, nobody wants to touch it. Well, Riss is touching it. And, yeah, it's just
weird.
You know, I'm already exhausted, but at the same time, I'm still so excited. Like, it's just been crazy, but the support has been, like, beyond, like beyond tenfold. You know, I've always been about support local, and I talked about that before as well, and, you know, just helping each other, you know, prosper, and, but there's just so much, you know, hatred and shade and just messiness and, you know, sometimes it makes you just step back. This is a whole different deal. You know, there's a reason behind this. Face-to-face is where the proceeds are going to go to. They're right on the east side of St. Paul. They focus on the younger generation, the new generation. They do a lot of other things, too, but that's their, you know, focus because it's already out here with, you know, our generations and, you know, to try and avoid it or, you know, to do more prevention. And they're just a really good organization, but they're smaller. So, you know, with the politics and logistics, they don't get the big funding for whatever reason. You know, AIDS Project is out there. Clear Housing is out there. African American Family Services is out there. They do a million things, though. But, you know, there's different criteria and requirements, et cetera. Like I said, politics, and a lot of people forgot about face-to-face. And so this is, you know, going to them and letting people, you know, remember that they're still here and also the resources that, you know, they have available. And, you know, there's so much stigma and there's so much fear. And, but, you know, if you haven't been tested, this is a place you can go to where, you know, not everybody is going to know that that's what you're going there for. You know what I'm saying? That a lot of people are scared of that cloud to follow you. And so I just want people to, you know, get reaware and see what they have and see the options. They'll be in the building with me. They'll be on board with all their resources. I mean, you can really test on site if you want to. I don't foresee that happening, but, you know, it's an option. I'm just really excited. This is huge. It's huge for the community. It's huge for me. It's huge for everybody around me, and it's the countdown. We here.
Right, right. Okay. And I know you got, you know, some big companies and stuff behind you. Tell us about that, and then tell us about your lineup. You got a lot of Northern Stars, what I call, well, you know, they're local celebrities, but I call them Northern Stars. You got a lot of Northern Stars on that bill to entertain these people.
I got that's my little ego right there. I got some heat coming tomorrow. Dutch Brugger, he's in a situation. He may or may not be performing. I'm not sure yet, but if he's still supporting, if he's unable to perform, it's a medical issue, but if he's unable to perform, he'll still be there. But then I got Chris Lally. You know, he's been in the headlines lately with his judgment settlement. I don't really know a whole lot about that. Won't speak a whole lot about that, but he hasn't been seen on the, you know, on the scene much either. So he's coming back. 50 Tyson, I got 50 Tyson on, and then I kind of got some flack about that, but after, you know, I did a little thinking about it, did a little talking about it, and, like, for this cause, like, how do I look like turning him away or not putting him on, you know what I'm saying? He's got another life debilitating condition, not this one, but, you know, with the autism and everything else, like, that would just be crazy not to put him on board, you know, and he's a courageous dude, you know. Everybody has their opinion, whatever, whatever, whatever. But when it's all said and done, like, he grinded too, you know?
Right, yeah.
Who else I got? I got Crisis Fresh. I wanted to throw some hip or some R&B in there. I got Shane with NMG.
What?
Huh?
I said, what? You talking about the R&B, Shane?
Yeah. Right.
And
I got,
like, Sugar Shane, something like that? Okay.
Right, Silent Flow is going to do some R&B. He might do one of his other hip-hop tracks as well. I got Rello Jackson. He's on, too.
Oh.
Right, I got a couple spoken word. I got River and I got Finesse. They're both doing spoken word for me. I know I'm forgetting. I don't have my notebook in front of me. I know I'm forgetting a bunch. I got LGII and Wizzle. You know, they're always on board with me. They're like, you know, brothers from another.
Mm-hmm.
What else? It's crazy. Like, it's just crazy. Like, I have to keep, you know, with social media and tagging, like, I have to keep going back. Oh, I got Killer Kai. He's doing my hosting, but he's going to perform as well. I got Lucy Luciano. I don't know how I forgot about her. I got Eastwood. Like, he's like, Eastwood, yeah. I've had, like, right, like, super, super. I've always respected the dude. He's like, no shade on anybody else, but he's like one of the few upstanding, you know, stand-up dudes, and I've worked with him before. But, yeah, he was on instantly. Sippy, I couldn't get Sippy. He's out of town. But other than that, yeah, huge, massive, like, I can't even describe, like, all the emotions I'm going through, for real, for real.
Mm-hmm. Right. Now, just listening to your deal right there, I'm just saying, people, hold on, let me do my calculations. That bill got to be at least 89.95 retail value. Can you tell the people how much is it to get into this event?
It's five. It's only five before 10:30. After that, it's going to be 10.
Wait a minute. What? Hold on. Let me calculate. Y'all have to save a lot of motherfucking money on over $70. Okay, tell them one more time what the price is and where it's at.
$5 cover before 10:30, $10 after, over at the Old Tease Place, 2713 East Lake Street. Doors open at 9. We're going to go all the way till close. Giveaways, drawings, raffles. I'm going to have ribbons and balloons for other donations. The kitchen is open all night. Their drink specials, what are we doing, like two for ones until 11, maybe 11:30. They're
okay.
On deck too. I rock with them. I got my bestie, Lynn. She's on photography. DJ Money Boy Soda's on the ones and twos. And I already said No Name is hosting.
Okay, okay, that's what you got. Freebies, hairline up. You got Lynn, ain't that like Buck Miller's photography or something like that? She's really good at the photography. I'm just saying, I'm going to cut her one day because I'm trying to do photography and I was jealous. A big shout out to her. So all that for $5 before 10:30 and $10 after, that's one hell of a night. I got to send a shout out to Rob D again. That's what it do. So, all right, so how can people get a hold of you if they want to get, I don't know, pre-sale tickets or, you know, any more information about the event?
I'm not doing pre-sale tickets, but you can hit the line 651-226-8008, or I'm on Facebook with my government, Carissa, C-O-R-I-S-S-A, Estevez, E-S-T-E-V-E-Z. Other than that, we'll see you at the door.
That's what's up. That's what's up. And hey, I do want to send a big shout out to Black Widow Music Group. Now, I do usually tell people, make sure you tell people that I shout out their name out online, but please don't tell them. I still owe them like $5. I tried to pay them in canned goods, but she was like, hell no, I want my cash. It is what it is. All right, you got a big shout out you want to do this one before we get up out of here.
I just thank you for your support through this whole thing, the interview, that you know, the blog. I know you're on here. This is something new for me, but I'm going to continue to rock with you. You know, the shout-out, the time, you know, everything else, I really appreciate it. I'm getting so much support from so many different directions. Like, I don't know if I'm going to be able to do the list when this is all said and done, but I'm grateful. I appreciate it, and I hope to see you tomorrow.
Right. Yeah, I'll be there because I got to drop off. I give away stuff. And that's right, people, I'm giving away my Music Club Takeoff CD. It was number one on Spinrilla. We passed it out South by Southwest. We got people all over internationally sending us great reviews on this mixtape. It will be there for free. You dig? And also, I will be in the house early, so hey, make sure you come out. If you come up to me, matter of fact, until 10:30, the first round is on me. Yeah, that's right. The first round of water for everybody is on me. Tap water, of course. But it is what it is. So, all right, y'all, you know how we do it. I'm going to go ahead and get up out of here. I can't do shout-outs because people be getting mad. Yeah, they'll be like, how come you ain't shout me out? And they want to water bloom my house, and I got to send my dog to bite you in the ass and hit you with the BB gun. Pop out. So, all right, y'all, have a good night. Do what you do. But you know how I stay around here. If you go out, don't drink and drive. Not because I'm trying to be in your business. I need your ass for the ratings tomorrow. So check it out. This is called I'm Good from Nisha and Lachey. Damn, I lost it already. Because that's how we're going to be doing tomorrow. We're going to be good. See y'all tomorrow night. Get it.
I'm good.